I'm Luke Stanley, and this is Tubes, the podcast where I get inside the heads of some of Australia's most accomplished brass musicians. Today in the studio, I'm joined by Ashley Carter. Ash has enjoyed casual work as a trombonist with just about every symphony orchestra in the country, and also the Singapore Symphony and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. He's just gotten back from completing his studies at Northwestern University in Chicago, and today we're going to explore the ins and outs of his experiences over there. Ash, thanks so much for joining me in the studio today. I know you're a busy, busy man.
No problem.
Obviously, lots of Australian music students wishing to become professional orchestral players go and do postgrads overseas at the end of their bachelor's. Quite a few people go to Germany where it's free to actually study over there. But you went over to the States where it obviously costs quite a bit of money. How did you go about raising the cash?
Yeah, so I was lucky enough to receive a healthy scholarship from the university, and that helped big time with my my raising of the funds. I then had a number of grants which I applied for, grants which were specifically designed to support musicians going over and studying postgrad overseas, and specifically some that were designed for Australian students going to America. So I had that, and I had some family support, and I also put myself up on the Australian Cultural Fund, which was a crowdsourced page where people that wanted to support musicians doing various different projects, they could donate to their cause. And through those different means, I managed to raise the money, which was good.
Do you remember any of the names of them off the top of your head?
Yeah, the M. Potter Cultural Trust was a big one. They helped me a lot. The Australian American Association as well.
Sure. Okay, so let's talk about the audition process. Other than obviously knowing the music for the audition, is there any other things that you can do to up your chances at getting into these institutions?
The best piece of advice I can give anyone that wants to go over and study overseas is show potential and work with the teacher before you do the audition so that you can see that you worked well with them. My audition over there wasn't great. I walked out of the audition room thinking, well, I'm not going to be able to study here. But obviously, through my contact with the teacher before, I had shown a lot of potential and shown that we could work well together and he could actually teach me.
So it seems like a pretty universal piece of advice that no matter where you go, it's a good idea to meet your teacher that you're trying to study with first.
Absolutely.
How essential do you think it is for a young Australian who is aspiring to be a professional orchestral musician to study at an overseas institution opposed to just doing all of their study here?
Yeah, it depends on the person, really. The chance to go overseas allows you to become a more well-rounded musician, I think, and you get to experience different cultures and meet different people, hear how different people play in the different parts of the world, and that's great. But, you know, the standard of teaching here in Australia and the standard of students here is no different to overseas. You can very well set yourself up with a good career here as a musician, and there's been numerous accounts of musicians studying just in Australia and then being successful in auditioning for orchestras here. And, you know, the standard of students here in Australia, it's the same over there. There's just overseas, there's just more people over there.
So there's, yeah, absolutely. It's a statistical thing more than a cultural thing.
Absolutely.
You would say. What are three pearls of wisdom that you got overseas that you'd like to bring back and share with aspiring students here?
Listen to as much music and explore as much culture as you can. There's no reason why we should be ignoring all of the concerts and culture around our own country. It's we should be in there exploring it and, you know, absorbing as much of the culture that Australia has to offer. Because a lot of the people and the artists that we're going to hear have studied overseas.
Yeah, absolutely.
So a lot of the musicians in, say, the Sydney Symphony, they've gone overseas and studied. So they're bringing back what they've learned.
Some fantastic advice from a great young musician, though, is Ashley Carter. Just before Ash left Northwestern University, he won the concerto competition over there and was the first trombone player ever to win it. And I'm going to leave you with some of that performance today. Thanks a lot for listening.